Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
So I thought of another property that is in the public domain for us to cyberpunk.
Please. It's a problem. I'm on a real cyberpunk tear, and I think it's a problem.
I mean, it's our new favorite thing to do, is to take something in the public domain and make it cyberpunk.
And as the arbiter of punk, I approve.
Yes.
I live with someone who's pretty into cyberpunk, but I cannot say I understand its appeal myself. But I'm gonna try to jump right on in here.
But you know of it.
I do.
Okay. Of it, yeah.
I've heard of Netrunner.
It's more than that.
Is it?
It's real good. It's real good.
Don't
it's the
get
best
it started.
Aesthetic.
Trust me.
Alice in Wonderland, but it takes place on the internet.
I hate it so much.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yes. You've done it. That's what Alice in Wonderland needed.
I mean, the internet basically is Wonderland. It follows a lot of the same logic, and we're all mad here.
The White Rabbit is a conspiracy theorist on a forum.
Yeah.
She goes down the rabbit hole.
Everybody else is like assorted hackers.
The Queen of Hearts is an influencer who's after likes. Pay me.
Yeah. Mad Hatter is what?
Reddit.
Maybe. I don't know. Mad Hacker is Mad Hacker.
Mad
there
Hacker.
It is.
Well, there it is.
I didn't mean to say it, but
you willed it into the consciousness.
There it is.
The internal Mad cyberpunk Hacker. That is Gordy now puppeted him into the correct answer.
Cyberpunk is very good.
Can I veer us off topic?
Please.
There's something that I care about deeply that I want to express.
Because, yes.
So Alice in Wonderland got me to Tim Burton, got me to... So Dumbo comes out on the 29th.
It sure does.
You guys...
Yeah.
This is what I have to say, support of Dumbo, having
Which
not
one?
Seen the film, in support of the live action.
It has Danny DeVito in it.
True. But also, I see the trailer for every other live action Disney movie, and I'm like, well, I know exactly what's going to happen. This is a shot for shot remake. I see the trailer for this live action Dumbo. I do not know what's going to happen. What is Michael Keaton doing?
I will
Why
give
are
it that.
Here?
It is at least entirely different.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Which is probably good.
Yeah, it had to be.
The original Dumbo does not really hold up to the test of time and really wasn't that entertaining as a child watching it.
I loved it so much, and I'm ready for a non-problematic, but Tim Burton is his own problem.
He brings his own problems
to the party.
He does. What
I
are
want
these,
to love him.
What problems are you talking about? Because I have my own set, but I don't know if they're the same set.
I mean, like, crows aren't great.
The crows are not great.
The clowns are not great. Clowns are not great. Oh, most of Dumbo's not great. I love it, but it is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But Alice in Wonderland, the live-action one, is also the trainiest of train wrecks. So, like,
yes.
I just don't... I feel like there's a lot of things going...
But is Depp involved in this one? I feel like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp are in, like, a destructive relationship with each other.
And it started so promisingly.
Did
but
it?
Now
where,
Johnny Depp
where
is
did
a monster.
That, where
so.
Did that
yeah,
start?
Yeah, I imagine Johnny Depp's in Ed a Wood? Destructive formation.
That started with Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Was that after?
It was before. The studio wanted... So Tim Burton, apologism is my religion. I know a lot about this topic.
Okay.
The studio really wanted Tom Cruise for Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
That's...
But Tim Burton really went to bat for Johnny Depp for the role.
I kind of really want Tom Cruise to his now that you mention it.
I was going to say, that's a promising concept.
Like, pretty much until Jack Sparrow, like, Johnny Depp wasn't a box office draw. So for almost all of the early projects where Tim Burton and Johnny Depp teamed up, Tim Burton had to really fight for Johnny Depp. And then I feel like we got to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I assume studios were just like, what about... What's Johnny doing? Call him up. He can do whatever. And then I think it takes a dark turn circa Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I will still make excuses for because that's how sick I am in this religion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I liked his weird dentist dad.
Christopher Lee is a weird dentist dad.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
I'll take that. That's a fine addition to that story.
There
is Willy Wonka's dentist dad.
Yes.
Because you
fine.
Did that, you needed to demystify that character and put him in a human sphere.
We needed to ground Willy Wonka.
It's real hard to replace Gene Wilder, though.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It's not a, that movie is a, yeah.
It's
Guys,
not,
Dumbo might be bad.
It's not great.
That's kind of what I've looped back around to.
I mean, when I heard live action Dumbo, I did pass on it.
But Eva Green is so perfect.
Huh?
But Eva Green is so perfect.
It has an incredible cast.
Y'all seen Penny Dreadful?
I've seen some of it. I should watch more of it. It's a good show.
So yeah, good. It gets kind of disappointing at the end. But yeah, man, well, that Seance episode in season one, so good.
They all do except The Wire and Breaking Bad.
I didn't finish Breaking Bad.
It's good. So is The Wire.
I think Parks and Rec stays good till the end. It starts it bad, does. Though. Like season one is not great, but then yes. season two onward.
One of the ends is bad.
One of the ends is bad?
One of the ends is bad.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. The Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was, I think, a nightmare for a lot of the kids to shoot.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have been told they did not...
By design.
Yeah, like they like barely knew what was happening.
Well, and it wasn't that also one of those famous productions where it was like Gene Wilder wasn't supposed to like interact with the kids because I realize as I'm telling the story, I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of Pennywise, not Willy Wonka. Never mind. I take that back.
He did not meet the child actors until they were shooting the scene where Willy Wonka comes out.
Oh, you're right.
Comes out of the gate. And when Gene Wilder read the script, he was very adamant that Willy Wonka would limp out and then do the role, like the somersault, and stand up. And he said, because like after that, you're never going to know if he's being honest with you.
So all those reactions are genuine.
Yeah, like they had never seen Gene Wilder before. So he comes out doing this thing and does a somersault and stands up. And the kids are just like, fucking, what are we doing here? Do we have contracts? Are we getting paid? I don't understand. But yeah, like the boat scene that everybody knows, mm-hmm. that's nobody knew that was happening except Gene Wilder. He just starts doing it.
Are you like, familiar with Tom and Jerry and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes. This sounds familiar. Okay. I couldn't tell you details.
So I've not seen it.
Like Tom and Jerry.
I've seen an internet video discussing it.
Tom and Jerry the cartoon?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They keep the boat scene, but with like little Nibbles, the little gray mouse.
Yeah.
For some, at that, in the, it's like Tom and Jerry and little gray Oompa Loompa mouse are in their own boat, but they still see all the boat horrors. And Little Nibbles does the exact same dialogue that Willy Wonka does in the movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch it when this is
That's
over.
That's horrific.
It is terrifying.
I was trying to remember, because I knew that there was one Tom and Jerry movie where it's like Tom and Jerry and, mm-hmm. and I think it's this one, where the movie is happening, and then in addition, a different Tom and Jerry movie is happening.
That is exactly what's happening in Tom and Jerry and Willy Wonka.
Like, they don't actually interact at all. They're just, like, happening simultaneously.
Yeah, there's, like, a bulldog. I don't know why.
Now that I'm thinking about it, should Willy Wonka be cyberpunk?
I think if you like divorce it pretty heavily from its candy origins.
Yes. I mean,
like,
that
you could
that
take
takes
the
place,
structure of the Willy Wonka
that's
story.
That's in cyberspace now.
What would his factory be?
Cyberspace.
I will.
That makes me sad.
Ones and zeros.
I will remind you of a few months ago where I made an impassioned defense of Willy Wonka being steampunk already.
Ooh.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Can we do that and say that it is already cyberpunk?
Do what?
The same. Can we make a similar defense
that
it is already cyberpunk?
It's already cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Well, for a novice here, what are the tenets of cyberpunkism?
Cyberpunk often involves a couple characteristics I would pull out. I would say it is like science fiction, takes place in the future. It is an extrapolation of our current society.
Check.
It involves easy access to advanced technology. Like, technology is very ubiquitous, but a huge wealth gap.
I would argue,
like,
that's true about,
like,
Willy
Wonka. It's basically like mega corporations and very rich people, and then very quickly becomes like dirty slums in which technology is still very present. So, like, cybernetic implants, arms, limbs.
So that's the one thing missing from it, because we do have Willy Wonka the mega corporation.
Charlie needs a laundry robot
with a lot of
there
tech,
you go.
Like the elevator and the.
But it's not ubiquitous in society. Candy is, but that's not
well,
cyberpunk.
How much do we really get into wider society in the Willy Wonka?
Not a lot.
Like, there's not an extended universe yet.
Yeah,
and then
that's
and then
an
there,
important keyword.
Like, there
so
are other common.
It's a sequel. So Willy Wonka is the steampunk era. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie inherits the factory.
Yeah.
And brings
Glass
it into
this,
the cyberpunk future.
There is a sequel. And the sequel is also a banger. No, if you haven't read it, it's
I have
very,
not
it's
read
very
it.
Good.
I
believe
it.
You.
Is it cyberpunk?
Probably not.
Does it need to be?
Yes.
Another important tenet, I think, of cyberpunk is post-humanism.
I was going to say, okay.
How do we incorporate
that
into...
Like, what the idea of what is and isn't human, are androids of sufficient
complexity? I mean, maybe the Oompa Loompas are revealed to be androids.
Yeah, I would say.
Maybe we replace the Oompa Loompas with androids so the Oompa Loompas can go back to their home and we can lose the problematic slavery.
I was
going to
say,
that
book also has its issues, and the Oompa Loompas are front and yep. center of the beefs with that book. It is still a great book.
Big fan. Does that then become a problem of automation replacing a workforce?
Yeah, that could be a cool theme.
Yeah.
In the Wonka factory.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Charlie's family lives largely in a bed.
Yeah.
They're very poor.
Yes.
So, we have the structure here for automation having already taken...
You just add some tech to that. Yeah. You give Charlie a robot arm. You give Dad the robot arm because he screws the caps onto the toothpaste. So he needs that cybernetic arm. You give Charlie a cybernetic mouth so he can eat the candy very fast and very good.
He can crunch right through an everlasting gobstopper in one bite.
Like the scene where he unhinges his jaw and just crushes the jawbreaker into pieces in front of everybody.
My favorite scene is when Grandpa Joe drinks the fizzy lifting drink and gets chopped up by a ceiling fan, but Charlie doesn't because of all of his metal parts.
Yeah, he puts his big metal mouth in there and gums it up.
That scene is really stressful.
So it's steampunk and cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What isn't it?
What isn't it?
That's my final question. What isn't Willy Wonka?
What
do
we put
factory?
In Willy Wonka to finally reach the breaking point?
It is fantasy,
mm-hmm.
kinda, and science fiction. It's not a romance.
Yeah, it's not a romance.
Like none. There is no romance.
It is the love between a boy and his candy.
Well, there's two sets of grandparents.
Yeah.
So romance.
So
is
somebody
implied.
Loves somebody, presumably.
At some point.
Presumably, they're very old though, and this takes place in when does it take place?
Oh. When does it take
place? It's post-industrialism.
So it's historical fiction.
It is historical fiction. It's kind of alternate historical fiction. It's everything at once.
Christmas movie.
Not yet.
Is it a Halloween movie?
Not yet.
Can we make it Harry Potter?
Or you just
where
add
it,
a
where
scene
it can just
of
be whatever.
Play whenever.
I mean, candy is prevalent at both of those holidays.
Sure.
There's is Harry Potter in every holiday movie now?
Mm-hmm. I mean they celebrate all
according
the
to the TV, yeah. Like,
oh, I guess you're right.
Because there is always
all the time.
A scene of Halloween happening and a Christmas scene, and that is enough justification to put it on television.
There,
nonstop
maybe there's,
for all of October and then again for all of December.
Maybe there's an hour in the middle of the movie where Wonka just kind of shows them all the holiday traditions that they do. One by one, and then you can play it any time of year.
Each holiday is covered for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, Easter has
I'm
a lot of candy
saying, yeah,
involved.
I bet Easter is the best one. Best holiday candy. I think the answer is not the obvious one.
What's the answer?
I think the answer is Easter.
I was going to agree.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's a good candy
It's a
holiday.
Reese's-shaped egg.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of what candy you get.
Or an egg-shaped Reese's,
rather. Like seasonal candy.
I'm a big fan of the Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. Egg-shaped candy is where it's at. So I think Easter has it over Halloween by this much.
Yeah, Saint Halloween Patrick's is just
Day.
The same candy that you can
Day.
Get for the rest of the year, but smaller.
And I love it, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But a Reese's egg is better than a Reese's pumpkin.
I mean,
or a tree.
Or a tree.
If you're...
I was about to say or a turkey, but I don't think that's real. Never mind.
Not yet.
I'm sure there's someone who's done turkey candy.
Candy turkey. But, candied turkey.
That sounds delicious.
Horrible.
Depends on what you
meat.
Do. Like if you like
candy
brown sugar it.
Good.
Yeah, you
is
could
it?
You could brown sugar
yes.
some turkey and it'd be
guess.
Fine.
I'm not nuts about bacon.
All right.
Bacon's fine. Like I like it. I eat it. That's
you're not gonna create a cult around it?
No.
I mean, that's probably for the best.
I am not yeah.
I've been on more of a sausage kick lately.
Sausage is real good. There's more flavors.
There's
a lot
going on.
Over a bacon.
You can do more to a sausage than you can to thin pork.
But I like bacon in stuff a lot. I feel like bacon heightens things better than sausage does, but when you're taking them on face value, sausage is the superior breakfast meat.
One in the other.
I like that crunch, man.
I mean, it's a good crunch.
Crunch is good.
But I like incorporating it into a shrimp dish.
You burn that sausage, crunch right through it.
I could go burn some sausage.
Links or patties?
Links.
Gordy.
Either. No preference.
All sausage, no preference. All the time.
I don't think so.
I'd say chicken sausage is the best sausage. I'm going to go out on a...
It can be really good.
Controversial, perhaps. But chicken apple sausage, delicious.
I have to try that one. I've actually really enjoyed the cheap-ass Kroger, just pork links. They do a good job.
I believe that. Kroger does good work. I have fancy little Trader Joe's, like, chicken maple sausages right now.
Ooh, that does sound fancy.
I would get them with blueberry waffles, except Trader Joe's doesn't appear to be stocking them anymore. So, Trader Joe's, if you're listening, what the fuck is wrong with blueberry waffles anymore?
Trader Joe's.
If Trader Joe himself is out
there. Head of operations, known listener of this show.
Where are my blueberry waffles? I have to stick them in the toaster because I can only toast things now because I set our microwave on fire. So I can't microwave breakfast. So, you know how sometimes your Chinese food container has little handles on it?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. My parents have a set of old, like very old plates that have metal in the rim.
Oh, it looks rough.
It looks like it's just decoration. I put one in our microwave because I didn't know. I caught it in time. Like, it started sparking, and I yanked the door open. But yeah, that's real danger. I think they were.
No, I set that microwave straight up on fire.
Like, I think these plates were made. When were microwaves invented? The 50s?
Sounds right.
40s? Late 40s?
I have no idea.
Roswell.
Whenever Willy Wonka takes.
1947 was the Roswell landing, presumably, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Did they
bring
microwaves?
Roswell 1947.
I don't measure time
was
by alien
pre-microwave
because
in the Futurama episode where they go back in time to Roswell 1947, they can't buy a microwave. They have to steal a microwave radar dish.
I'm amazed that you came up with that.
So it was after 47, if Futurama's right, and I assume
this is a delightful insight on Gordy's brain functioning and logical stepladders. Yeah, my sister nearly set a microwave on fire with an Arby's wrapper.
Yeah, I believe all of that.
We also caught it as it was sparking. Really, my mom like raced across the room at full speed because I had heard the weird noise, and I turned around and I was very confused by why the lights were going out on the microwave, and it hadn't.
Oh no!
Like, I knew logically don't put metal in it, but I hadn't thought like what the results of metal in it were. So I just thought the microwave was malfunctioning in a weird way. So my mom flies like a Valkyrie across the whole house and yanks that door open and then yells at me for not fixing it.
Put a kid in a microwave, he goes to a TV. Thanks, Willy Wonka.
Full circle.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.